Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to tell you about something really special that I've put together as a gift for you. Because I know so many of you want a little more peace, a little more support, and maybe a little bit more help from heaven in your everyday life. I have a free mini class called Ask Your Angels, They're Anxious to Assist. And it's honestly one of my favorite things that I've ever made. It is a simple five-part series that teaches you how to actually ask for angelic help in your parenting, your daily tasks, your worries, and even those moments when you feel totally alone. I share stories, tools, and the exact steps I use when I'm asking for angels in my own life. You can watch it or you can listen to it on a private podcast if you love learning on the go. So if you've ever wondered, are angels helping me or how do I ask for help and actually feel it? This is the class for you. It's totally free and you can join by clicking the link in the show notes or going to awesomeautismtools.com/angels. I am so excited to have my friend Skye here with me today. And I've worked with her and her son Camden for, I don't know, a few months off and on, but I always love talking to parents and hearing their experiences. So I'd love it, Skye, if you take a few minutes and introduce yourself and share a little bit about your journey of being a parent of an autistic child.
Yes. Thanks for having me, Sheridan. So I'm Skye. I'm married to my husband, Craig, and we live in Mason, Utah with our four kids. Our oldest is 12 and down to six. And our third child is our one with autism, and that's Camden. And we found out about his autism when he was 18 months old. And it was like a total 180 switch. And wow, it's been quite the journey. But we have learned a lot in the last 8.5 years because of him. And yes, there have been a lot of tears shed and a lot of sleepless nights, but there's also been a lot of tender mercies and miracles along the way.
What have been some of the most rewarding experiences and then your challenging experiences? Like maybe share that.
Okay. There's been a lot of both, but I would say, so for challenging moments, I think just not understanding Camden with him not being able to speak to us, just not knowing what his needs or his wants are, or just how he's feeling in general. When he was younger, it was easy to get along with just basic needs and wants. You can figure that out pretty easy. But as he's getting older, it's getting harder. It's getting harder to know what he wants. And he's got deep feelings. He's got opinions about things. And because of that, he's developed self-injury, which has been very challenging and probably one of the hardest things to deal with, definitely. But I guess for the most rewarding, we can go into that. That's the better part. For the most rewarding, and I hope I don't get emotional, but honestly, I would say the most rewarding thing about having a son with autism has really strengthened my relationship with my Savior, Jesus Christ. I think it's because I have had nowhere else to turn. And when there were no other answers, I went down a rabbit hole. I tried to find out like what caused his autism. I just realized that I needed my Savior and I needed to trust him. And as I did that, it was amazing to see how he has always been there right by my side. And he has put countless people in our path all along the way. And that's been incredible to see that. But also in the last 6-ish months or so, Camden's been able to start spelling on a letterboard. And that has been the most like amazing, rewarding thing ever as a parent to watch your child who you didn't even know what was in there and be able to spell these incredible things. That's been earth shattering for our family and me, definitely.
My next question, and maybe this is it, but what has surprised you the most about parenting Camden?
Yeah, that's all intermingled with that for sure. But maybe the number of things that no longer surprise me. I think that's maybe more of the thing. I have learned we've had to let a lot of things go. Like, I think I had this perception of what I thought was the ideal family or the how things were going to look. And I've learned that no, my idea of that is not what it is supposed to be. And being okay with being the spectacle at times and that people stare at us when we're at the grocery store and when we're at the park and because he draws a lot of attention and he's loud, and it's learning to be okay with that. And I'm still learning. That's a process. I'm still learning that, you know, just when we think that we have everything figured out, nope, he comes up with something new. And so we're learning that there's not a lot that surprises us anymore.
That's a great realization. And to maybe soften into that, acceptance helps move forward.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. So I would love it if you share, like, what motivated you to explore energy work as a support for Camden and you?
Yes. So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, when you hit like your low, I feel like it really opens your heart up to things that you would have never thought of or known about or even considered. And I think that's exactly where we were at. And it was our mutual friend between you and I who introduced me to you. And it was when we were really in a dark place with Camden and his self-injury. And I felt like nothing we were doing was helping. And so the stars aligned. Like I said before, the Lord has always placed people on our path at the exact right timing. And I feel like this was another really perfect example of that.
Yeah, great. I would love to hear what shifts you noticed with Camden or even with you as we've worked together.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of great shifts. I think the biggest thing that's been coolest for me to see is shifts in my own self, which, I mean, obviously I want it for my son too. And I have seen shifts in him, definitely. But I think I'm able to better understand and recognize just the energy in our home, the energy that I'm feeling. And I feel like as I've been able to do that, I can better understand him. It's been really cool. And I feel I've shifted the music that we started listening to. I feel like that's been a huge thing. And I feel like it's helping him. I know that when I'm regulated, he's more regulated. And if I'm in a more peaceful and happy state, he is. And it takes a lot of work for me. That's a lot. And I know it's a lot of pressure to put on myself, but I've noticed a huge thing. And I think it's helping me to just have more compassion on him and give him some more grace and knowing that it's hard. We can figure it out.
Yeah. Do you think it's given you more compassion for yourself as well?
Yes, I would say it has. Definitely. I am giving myself a lot more grace. Actually, it was cute. The other day, Camden, I have a book beside my bed, and it's called Grace Where You Are. And Camden was carrying it around and he gave it to me. And I'm like, I think Camden was trying to tell me something. I was having a really hard day. And I'm like, I think he's trying to tell me I need to give myself some more grace. So I'm like, okay, I need to work on that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love working with you and other moms of non-speaking kids is they do communicate all the time. And when your eyes start opening and acknowledging the ways they are communicating, it's so beautiful to see that.
You're so right. No, it's true. I feel like that's another thing I've noticed is it really is opening my eyes to seeing all the ways that Camden really has been communicating to me. And I'm now able to see it happen a lot more.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah,
it's really powerful. So is there a particular moment or breakthrough that stands out to you from our time working together?
I was trying to think about that. And I feel like we've had a lot of really cool experiences. I think the first initial one was when Camden was able to give you that visual of what is happening when he is getting upset and has this self-injurious behavior, like that visual of like the Hulk. I think that was a breakthrough probably for him and me both realizing, oh, wow, that's what's happening. And that's what you're feeling. And to put like a visual in my own head, I don't know, in a way, I feel like it's helping me to understand him and to realize that he does go through things that maybe I don't understand, but I can, like I said, I can give him more grace in those moments. And with those tools that you helped us with, it's helping me to be able to help him through those moments. And not all the time does it work, but a lot of the time it does. And it's giving him that space to work through it and being okay with not being okay for a minute, but that we will be better. We'll get through it. And I feel like as I've been more patient with him in that space, I feel like he's coming out of things so much easier, knowing that, hey, I still love you. It's okay. I know you're frustrated. Your body's not working for you, but we'll get out of this.
Yeah, that's the thought that came to my mind too. I was like, oh, that time when Camden showed me that image of the Incredible Hulk and him using that as an example of what he's going through. And I was like, oh, wow. And then I dove deep into the Incredible Hulk and it was fascinating, but I can sense that energy. It's like he's not in control. Like the Hulk is in control in those moments. And yeah, that was very powerful to see.
Yeah, I agree. That's been really helpful for me to keep that in my mind, to just know we can work through it.
Exactly. I am going to share this just because I'm probably going to do a podcast episode on this topic. I don't know if it'll be before or after I put this out, your interview out, but something that I've recently been contemplating is how one definition of a miracle is a shift in perception. And so what you've been sharing are different shifts in perceptions and how that has brought positive change in your family and your relationship with Camden and understanding him. So I guess just this was not a written question. So if you don't have an answer, it's fine. But are there any other shifts in perception that you can think of that have like been, I don't know, miraculous or brought about positive changes for you?
I love that. That's a really great question. I'm trying to think off the top of my head of anything. I honestly, like I said, I feel like all of this has been miraculous. Our shift has been huge. I'm trying to think if I can think of like a specific, anything specific, but I do feel like having our family change in this way has been really miraculous just with our relationship with Camden. I feel like he's a lot less frustrated. Just knowing that we love him, like even though he has really hard moments, that we still love him. Of course, we've always loved him.
Thank you so much. My next question is, what inspired you to try spirit to spirit sessions?
Yes. So again, our mutual friend told me about some experiences that she had that you have been doing with her son. It was still rooted and stemmed with, I wanted to understand Camden's self-injury better. I wanted to know his thoughts, and he wasn't fluent enough in spelling to be able to know why he was having those really hard behaviors. Just as his mom, it's really hard to watch your kids do things that you don't want them to do. But when like they're harming themselves, like that's really hard. Like it's probably been the hardest thing for me to watch him hurt himself when I just didn't feel like that was what he wanted to do. So I feel like I was just desperate to know his thoughts, to know his feelings. And then after I listened to the telepathy tapes and I realized that this is a really real thing. And these kids are so much on a higher spiritual plane than we even know. I'm like, what a blessing it would be if we could tap into that. And then when I found out about you being able to do those spirit-to-spirit sessions, I was like, okay, again, Heavenly Father was like guiding me in this. It aligned with me or the member of the same church. I just felt like it was answering questions that I had. And I feel like it was just, I was hopeful for anything to be able to understand Camden better. And wow, it blew my mind.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I love that. And I think, is that where he showed me and told me about the Incredible Hulk? Was it in a spirit to spirit session?
You know what? I think you're right. I think it was then. Yeah, I think that was the first one.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think so. That's awesome. So do you have any favorite takeaways from any of the spirit to spirit sessions that we did?
Oh, I would say as much as I wanted to know about his self-injury and all that, and that was great. I think among the top was the fact that we all have angels that are like assigned to us. That just has brought me a lot of comfort. And that has been the coolest thing. And I did tell you, I did try and find out who that his ancestor is, his angel. And it's brought me a lot of peace knowing that Camden has someone with him always and helping him from the other side too. And so do I. And so do all of us. That's pretty powerful. It's pretty amazing. It's brought me a lot of comfort and peace, I know. And it's what I've always believed to be true. So when he said that, it settled in my soul. Yep, I know that's right.
if you're willing to share, tell us a little bit about what Camden said about his guardian angel. That was so fun.
Yes. So he said, and I love this. I wish I would have read it right before, but he talked about his angel being a cowboy. So he wears a cowboy hat and cowboy boots, and he's not wearing like white pajamas like the rest of the angels, which is very cute and very sweet. And I love that. And I love that he thought to include that in the details of it too.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was so funny. And didn't he say something also like he didn't talk very much? Like he was a pretty quiet.
Yes. He talked a lot about that he didn't talk, that he was different on the earth as well. I thought that was really interesting and really cool. And I found out more about this relative through my dad. And it was really special, actually, to hear some of his thoughts of what he remembered of that relative of his. And that was pretty special.
Yeah, I love that you were able to figure out who it was and get the inside scoop from your dad's point of view. And then we heard, of course, Camden's point of view. And yeah, I really did think that was so sweet when Camden's, he doesn't wear white pajamas like the other angels. I love that so much. Very age appropriate, very
right.
And awesome. Like it just makes his angel that much cooler.
And it's special to him. And that would mean a lot to him. So I thought that was, I thought that was cool too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. Do you have, what is one or a few of your favorite awesome tools that you would like to suggest to other parents who have kids on the spectrum?
I would say to never give up. These are very special, bright, brilliant spirits that we've been entrusted with. And I just feel so strongly like they were sent here on a really special mission to teach us all something. So I feel like leaning into the spirit and trusting your gut and just in that waiting period of the unknown, like just remembering that God is working and he's working all things for our good. So just to not give up, keep your hope. Keep your faith and keep moving forward. And they will surprise you.
Oh, yeah. I love that. And I think it is so important because I know there's such highs and lows on the path that you're going. And when you're in those low points, it's easy to feel discouraged or hopeless or just need that extra push to move forward. But yeah, never give up. Just keep going. Yeah.
I love that. Yep. That's what I would
say.
That's the greatest thing.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Thank you, Sheridan. That was fun. Yeah. It was fun to get to see you and talk to you. I always love talking to you.
Yeah, it was so fun. Thank you so much.
Do you need help finding your word for 2026? I have 3 ways to help. First, a free 5-step class that will walk you through finding your own word. If you don't want to do that, I do have an offer where I will intuitively find your word and affirmation for 2026. Or if you have a non-speaker, I have a mini spirit-to-spirit session where your non-speaker will gift you your word for 2026 and an affirmation. They also will share the word and affirmation that they have picked for themselves for 2026. So check the show notes to find links for all 3 options.